Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, April 7th, 2025. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by our great friend, Amy Scheid, Administrative Development Volunteer Coordinator with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, thank you so much for being here. Always good to see you.
Well, thanks for having me, James. It's always great to see you as well.
We're going to take some time to talk about April being Child Abuse Prevention Month. We will talk a little bit about Volunteer Appreciation Month, some of the events coming up at the area, and ways that people can impact and help our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Before we get to some of that, if you don't mind rewinding with me for a moment, Amy, I wanted to touch on and wrap up Chefs for Change, a wonderful event that we are so happy to be able to bring back at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
We enjoyed ourselves very much. It was a lovely evening. Very well attended. I think that our patrons had an excellent time. We had many volunteers and just a fabulous evening of fun, food, and further information about the importance of the work being done at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
I real quickly want to say a shout out to everybody involved, certainly all the businesses, all the sponsors, everybody that donated, the volunteers. And I do want to send a big shout out to Joel Goodness as well. Joel, I make no bones about it. He's one of my favorite people, one of my favorite people I've worked with. But I also, we don't have, that's not an everyday talent. Joel is incredibly good at what he does. And to have that skill set and that talent to be a part of this event, greatly appreciate and more so of. And it's really where we're leaning with all this. Now, just before we get too into talking about current events and everything, the event itself went well and we're hoping to do it again. You know, so something to keep in mind to the audience out there for next year.
Absolutely. Given the climate of funding federally for nonprofits such as our own, we are having to take things into our own hands and do some additional fundraising in our community. And I think that Wisconsin Rapids Family Center does an excellent job of that, both through reaching out to the community for those precious donations, but also adding to the events that they coordinate so that we can involve a little fun in our fundraising.
Well done. Well done. You're so good at this, Amy. and to that point that Amy was touching on there, now this is a topic that we, whether on our morning show or Midday Magazine, Community Stories of Melissa, we've touched on this topic before about the cuts to funding for our domestic violence shelters, certainly here in Wisconsin Rapids, but in Wisconsin, in the whole country. They've been affected by this. There is a important article, I think, at WPR, I encourage you to check out, about federal funding cuts causing some Wisconsin nonprofits, in putting them in a harder situation than they've ever been in many ways. And that's really saying something, because that job is always difficult. And there are a lot of difficulties already on top of it, even with the funding that we had before these cuts, let alone with these cuts. So to the point of what Amy's saying, the funding and what they're cutting with these programs, or what's having to be cut with these programs, for these programs, is incredibly vital to the layers of this topic. And whether we're talking about one end of it or another, we're seeing an effect here. So it's so much more important to, I think you can make the argument, Amy, more than ever to be on this. Now, I think that some people, and I've even talked to some people about this when it comes to this topic, we've gotten to a better place with it. There's no denying that. There is a lot of trailblazers and a lot of people for many, many, many decades that paved the way for us to get to this point where you and I are having this conversation and we're not talking like this.
I agree.
And not just now, but I mean in public when you and I have run into each other, or you and other people that, and me and other people, we've all been able to talk about this topic. And when we're at a department store or wherever we are, we don't have to be in a hushed voice anymore.
I would agree that we have more of an opportunity to talk about the work that's being done and the advocacy that the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center offers than ever before. However, these cuts are coming at a time when we're seeing record increases year after year in incidents of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. So it's just so important that we keep talking. Mm-hmm. And that we keep supporting.
I think not as important, but almost equally important is certainly appreciating where we've come. and how far we've come. Because nothing, we can't go forward if we don't do that. And we do a disservice to the people that paved the way for us to get here. But Amy is so right. This is the, we need to keep our foot on the gas. We this is not the time to be lightening up or anything, especially when we have momentum on our side, when we have years of momentum building up to this and everything and getting us to this point. And certainly noteworthy with it's never been maybe more important because of some of the stuff we're seeing, whether it was after the pandemic or any of the other numbers or stats that we saw. So now more than ever, we need all hands on deck, and we could really use you to be a part of things at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. I want to talk about that now with you a little bit, Amy, and about volunteering. And it is Volunteer Appreciation Month.
It is indeed.
How about that? Just fell right into place.
Absolutely. So I'd like to take that opportunity to first say thank you to one of our key volunteers, Mr. James, right here with me. There are multiple ways in which you can volunteer, but one of them is board service. And James is a long-serving board member of Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, for which we are eternally grateful. So that is one way of many in which you can volunteer for the organization.
Yeah.
The events that we just spoke about, the Chefs for Change event, as well as we're going into Summer of Fun at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center involving our Drive Against Violence on August, help me out, James, 18th?
August, a Drive Against Violence. I had the other one up.
I'm going out of order.
That's okay. The French Annual Drive for Change is August 18th, yes.
August 18th.
And that is Tuesday, August
year.
18th.
And then we also have our Touch a Truck event, mm-hmm. which is always the last Saturday in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 26th.
And July 26th. You got
All
this.
Right.
You're good.
See,
yeah,
I don't even need my phone.
No. And now both events, different, but a lot of fun. And both of them, while they might be a little bit different here or there or anything, they are all about all lead to the same cause and the same actions that we're trying to do. And you heard us talk about the cuts and the funding and everything. This is to try to counter that and to keep these programs alive and well, along with maybe even being able to do more at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and most of our places around here.
That would be amazing. The opportunity to expand services is something that we always dream lovingly about. Mm. Both of those events are opportunities for which you can either sponsor, volunteer, or attend and support. And there are various ways in which you can support either of those events in addition to sponsorship or volunteering, just by being there, learning more about the work that's being done, modeling good behavior in having your young people around you participate in this event, showing your coworkers that you believe in the mission of Wisconsin Rapids Family Center by spending the day on the golf course. That's pretty hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know how much this community, it really is difficult for them to get out on that golf course. It's so tough. I love the approach to this. And it's an approach that the Family Center has always had of how do you get a message across? Most people in life are not going to listen if you talk down to them or you yell at them or you badger at them. Mm-hmm. And almost regardless of tone. And so much of that does come down to that. But if you can give people an opportunity to, hey, here's this event, and it's fun, and you're going to see people in the community maybe haven't seen in a while. There's plenty of fellowship and a lot of that. And along with that, we're also going to pass along some information to you. We're also going to let you know what this event is about and everything. Honestly, this is something that we here at WFHR take very strongly on almost any serious topic you can think of, looking for ways to be able to talk about stuff without badgering anybody, without, cramming it down your throat or any of these other things. Nobody really retains information that way.
Yes, true.
But if we can talk to you on a local level, on a personal level about these things and let you know how it literally impacts your personal life along with your neighbors or your coworkers or friends or family or anything, that brings in more people. And I appreciate that the Family Center has got that from the very beginning, in part because you guys kind of had to in order to be able to, keep this whole thing going and stuff. But it's also something that doesn't come naturally and it takes work to do. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the approach to this and the term fun summer that we're looking forward to here. And These are really fun events.
I would agree.
It's such a great win-win combination of being able to know that you're putting into your community, you are adding to one of the most vital, important things in our community that need our attention, while also having a good time. Let's talk about the events themselves a little bit and just touch on them a little bit. No pun intended, because we're going to talk about Touch a Truck first. But for those that understand what a Touch a Truck event is, you kind of get the gist of it and everything. But ours is a little bit unique in the sense of the amount of different community members and not, businesses that want to be a part of this one.
Absolutely. So Touch a Truck is in its fifth year,
I believe. Yeah, I think so.
And there are a bevy of different vehicles that come. We've had everything from a brand new Tesla right down to one of the oldest vehicles I've ever seen. I'd never seen a battery in the back of a vehicle before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was super neat. Helicopters, emergency vehicles. There are games there, food there, a fantastic raffle. And in tying that to what we just spoke about, lots of volunteers necessary to make that event run successfully. So volunteering doesn't necessarily mean, set hours weekly at Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. You could come and just help us out with that event. I would love it.
You know, now is a good chance as any to really dive into this, Amy, because, you and I have talked about this. I've talked about it with Sue, with Deb, with many people at the Family Center over the years. There are so many people in our community that care about this topic. And that want to do some good, want to help out. We know that, as Amy and I have touched on with the cuts to funding, dollars and cents go so far, farther than we could really put into words. It is so appreciated. We also understand that not everybody has that to be able to do. And you're still sitting there wondering how you can impact, how you can help. Volunteering and being there, a part of these events, goes so much farther than we could really tell you. The Family Center has, just like a lot of nonprofits out there, has a lot on their plate, and there's a lot to cover and a lot to do. The more hands on deck, the more we can help them focus on other things and not have to worry about some of the other stuff that is going on. This stuff, everyday stuff that we can handle as citizens, that we can handle as people. Whereas there's other things that only you guys can really handle and are really only trained for. I can swing a hammer. I can take tickets. I can check people in. I can do those things. It may not seem like a whole lot, but my goodness, does that do a whole lot for the Family Center when you're able to volunteer and being a part of these.
Absolutely.
And keeping in mind, too, that you're going to have a good time doing this as well. There is so many good people to be around, to hang around when it comes to the Family Center, when it comes to these events. When you go to these events, you're also going to see other like-minded and other businesses and nonprofits and community leaders at these events, every single one of them. Now, take Touch a Truck, for instance. There's still a lot of logistics and a lot of things being planned and in the works for that right now. But I can guarantee you that there will be community leaders at it. There always are.
Sure.
There always are.
Absolutely.
And most of the time, don't even have to ask. They just come because they believe in this cause so much, because they're so supportive of this event. And I want to use that as a chance to touch on one other way you can impact things at the Family Center. And Amy hit this on the head right away. And the dates of these events themselves, if you can attend them, please do, and please spread the word about these events. But when it comes to every day you can impact things at the Family Center, every minute you really can.
Yes.
Being an ally and being a supporter, and that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to walk around with a big billboard or anything like that telling everybody your states and your feelings and all that. But when opportunities in society come up, and they will come up, I bring up examples all the time on the air whenever I have a chance to a lot of my guy friends out there. When another guy is making a joke, a quote unquote joke about something, calling him out on it, making sure that that is not the norm, that that is not all right, that you're not cool with that. There are opportunities in movie and entertainment and things to support. There are so many different layers of support you can show. And so important to do this, too, when young people are around. These habits, these things are stuff that they incorporate because they see us doing them. And the more you can be an ally, the more you cannot do these things and be supportive of it, the better it is for the younger generation. And the more they pick up on this stuff. Nothing I'm saying is originally mine.
And it ain't even my dad's or his dad's. This is something that's been handed down to the men of my family for a long time, going back to the boot, going back to Italy and everything. It's important to the men in my family. It's important to my family, the way we carry ourselves, the way we treat our loved ones, the way we treat the women in our life, all of these things. It's something been handed down. So I know what I'm talking about here. Yeah. This is not something that I originally, the first James came up with this stuff and everything. I'm the fourth. This is something that's been handed down to us, and it's something that you can hand down to your loved ones. You can hand down to your children or kids that are friends of your kids or any of the above.
Yes, I think that that is a very important point, James, that that modeling good behavior. We just this past week had a young lady bring in her grandson during spring break with an in-kind donation of the items that appeared on What We Need Wednesday on our Facebook page. And you can go back and look at that on our Facebook page. She was kind enough, and he was kind enough to let me snap a picture. And we were very proud of that behavior being modeled. What you choose to do on a Saturday afternoon, it may not, of course the kids are going to love to go to touch a truck, but maybe just taking a moment when you're leaving and saying that the reason why you chose that activity was to support an important organization and in whatever language is appropriate for the age of your child. Not only is this Volunteer Appreciation Month, but it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And sadly, those are both instances where we see qualified advocates helping in our community through Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. So,
you know, Amy, this brings up another thing that I wanted to touch on real quick. And to families out there or businesses or nonprofits, while Amy and I have talked about and talk about this pretty openly and you know, flowing communication, we understand that not everybody has a playbook for this or a script for how to talk about these subjects with their kids or with their loved ones or something. Encourage you to reach out to the Family Center and they can help you with that. They can help with those things.
Yes, our child and family specialist would be thrilled to speak with you. You'll be seeing little tidbits on the Facebook page throughout this month with ways in which to talk about child abuse. You'll see ways in which you can spot it and maybe just watch a little closer. Mm-hmm. We're also seeing some excellent work being done by Ashley and Jess in our sexual assault prevention team throughout this month. Those are just fantastic tips, and they posted a really wonderful reading list this last week out there. There's just a lot being done. This is a good month to, if you haven't yet, like the page, follow the page, and you can learn small things that you can do, ways in which you can expand your knowledge, ways in which you can volunteer, ways in which you can prevent and support those that do, unfortunately, encounter that in their life.
I'm really glad this came up. I wanted to make sure we mentioned the Facebook page in part because of Wednesdays and seeing that items list. I encourage everybody to check that out every Wednesday, but also keeping in mind that another way you can help the Family Center and ability, and it may not seem like the biggest deal, but it can go so far. Like their page on Facebook, like what they're doing on social media, wherever you find them, and share those posts page.
Share, yes.
You never know who might see it that wouldn't have otherwise, and that person may be interested in the event, volunteer at the event, and boom, we got one more volunteer there.
Absolutely, and we appreciate those community groups that are sharing our message as well. In regard to volunteering, if I may just have a shameless plug here, James, we are looking for volunteers at all times, but currently right now, we can always use help in maintenance. James mentioned he can swing a hammer. Hitting him up for that. Little pun there. also are looking for direct service volunteers who are willing to take calls, answer doors, and then refer those clients that are in need to an advocate who can support and help them in ways in which they're trained to do so. We are looking for event volunteers. We are looking for donations volunteers. So I guarantee you, if you take a moment, you have the ability to help us in some way that you'll find is meaningful to you and helpful to us, and that will go an enormous length to help those of us who advocate for victims to become survivors, to free up time for them to do that valuable work so that the day-to-day things can get done as well.
Well said, as always, Amy. Love and appreciate hanging out with you. Thank you so much for the time. If people would like to know more, if they would like to find out how to volunteer with some of the events we've talked about or any of the above, how can they find out more, Amy?
Well, I am always available, James, at info@familyctr.org. On our Facebook page, you can find out more information on the day-to-day. On our website, you can find an application for volunteering. It's not even a page long, super simple, and it gives me an opportunity to know you're interested and reach out to you to sit down and chat about what might interest you within the organization. All of these events we spoke about today are out there. We're always looking for sponsors for those events. And also, like James said, just save the date, plan to golf, plan to come out with your kids. So just the most important thing is taking a moment just to take a look at what we have out there on our socials.
Keep in mind the website where you can find all this information is familyctr.org, familyctr.org. The 24-hour crisis line is available for you 24-7, 715-421-1511, 715-421-1511. For their business line, if you want to reach out to them that way, 715-421-1559, 421-1559. You can email them info@familyctr.org. And as we mentioned, be sure to like their page on social media, especially their Facebook page. Share what they do on there. Keep up to date on everything on there and support local, everybody. We appreciate the work being done by our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, say hi to the team over there for us, and we'll talk again real soon.
That sounds great, James. I sure will. Thank you.
Again, that website, familyctr.org, keep that in mind, bookmark that page, and follow along with what they are doing over there. And keep in mind, you can also donate through that website, so head on over there, familyctr.org. We will be back with more Midday Magazine for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.